Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap-up show. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing? Are you excited to talk about the Bachelor in Paradise premiere?
I am really excited. We've been telling everyone for a couple of weeks, like, we know the season of The Bachelorette is not great. Just hold on until Bachelor in Paradise, and it's going to be worth it. And I think it was. It was a pretty dynamic premiere. There were some highs, there were some lows, and there was some pants shitting. But here we are talking about it.
Yeah, that might fit in highs and lows, depending on what you're rooting for to see on Bachelor in Paradise. I agree. I think it definitely delivered in all those kind of elements that we want to see. What would you say is the top story coming out of Bachelor in Paradise? What do you most want to talk about, would dive into?
I mean, it has to be Hurricane Chad, right?
I think so. I think I'm with you there. That he set up the whole to be continued. I mean, he was really the focus of the premiere.
Per usual.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what they were expecting, what he was expecting. I have to think that they were expecting him to be this hurricane. And for whatever reason, he didn't think that he was going to be edited that way or something, because his whole tantrum was like, oh, you're going to make me look dumb and I'm never going to get anything after this. I'm not going to be the Bachelor. But
yeah. OK, so like, I'm not even totally sure how to handle this, because at what was like super interesting, compelling television and kind of hilarious with like the Chad and Lace, like, of course they're hooking up. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden it just turned on a dime. And then all of a sudden it just kind of, you had this feeling like this isn't okay anymore. This isn't funny. This isn't great. Mm-hmm. So I'm really like grappling with that feeling, because obviously it was like interesting television. Mm-hmm. And I think Lace was able to stand up for herself in a way that, I don't know if we would expect from past Lace, but it was really good to see that she wasn't just like lying down and just like taking
and
whatever.
She had support from others, basically everyone else in the cast.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I can't lie to you and tell you that I wasn't completely compelled by this, right?
Mm-hmm, but it was uncomfy to watch.
Yeah, it was uncomfy.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. And like you said, it's, what were they expecting with more alcohol and more women and more meat trays?
Right. I mean, you make a good point that maybe, you know, we expected the Chad and Lace, and maybe they thought that he would just be, you know, a villain, but kind of a villain in the way that Joe was with Samantha, like stealing someone away or like setting their sights on somebody. But so maybe they weren't thinking that he was going to. Yeah, it got really dark and they just didn't really have a choice but to, I guess, get rid of him. Although the to be continued.
They should have gotten rid of him like as soon as that was happening. They should have separated him from the situation. Like, mm-hmm. You watched Are You the One last season, right?
Right.
Okay, so there's, for those who didn't, there's this couple, Amanda and Mike. They're just like a really volatile couple. They both had really large personalities. And at one point, they had kind of broken up. And Amanda was getting in Mike's face and getting in Mike's face. And then all of a sudden, he just kind of picks her up and throws her on the bed. Mm-hmm. And then the producers took him out of the scenario right away. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what should have happened to Chad.
Yeah, they should have intervened.
And then a lot of like the after stuff would have stopped, like the stuff with Sarah. And there are some theories out there that what he said to Sarah, what did he call her, like a one-armed bitch or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
That was, people say that was probably said in confessional and not actually to her. Uh-huh. Either way, not a great thing. And he clearly said something to her that upset her. I just don't think he should have been in that situation.
Like talking about some of the women, like SD, but I think he was like talking about like the fame dick or something, I think is what I pieced together from it.
Obviously,
yeah. And then apparently he said it to the whole crew, which he denied, but he was all over the place and nobody was having it. It was totally inappropriate. And yeah, it was compelling to watch kind of how that fizzling of their relationship, that quick turn.
Like it happened. Like, it probably happened over the span of, like, 4 hours.
Right. Yeah, I think.
Like, Lace's extensions fell out, and so did their relationship.
Yeah. Do you think it's because they were in that cursed hot tub.
Ooh, the hot tub of doom?
Maybe.
Maybe. It's where the what's his name again? Joe HJ took place?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's just haunted from now on. But yeah, who knows? What do you think we can expect next week? Granted, the previews always lead us in one way and it's never what we think.
Like, I mean, it's probably going to be exactly what happened on The Bachelorette. He came back, he talked a little more shit, and then he left.
Right. Yeah, he obviously didn't do something so awful that they couldn't have had him on Men Tell All. You know, they still were giving him his own segment and all this, so.
Yeah. So it's not really, the story's not totally checking out for me if they feel he's so dangerous that they can't have him there, but mm-hmm. also they're like fine with him being at the Men Tell All in the after the final rose.
Right. And making this big story.
And they'll probably have him on the after show next week.
Oh, true. Exactly. Yeah. Do you think he'll have any kind of awareness like Lace had in her after show when she was on The Bachelor?
Like, it's really hard to tell with him because I think he is too smart for the show mm-hmm. and he knows exactly what he's doing, but like he won't admit it.
Mm-hmm. And clearly alcohol was a big factor here. It seemed like he didn't really realize why they were taking such a strong stance.
Yeah, he seemed like genuinely shocked.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
it was very weird.
Let's talk about some of the other people there before Chad that were kind of fearing Chad to arrive, mainly Evan. But Chad was really the talk of everybody.
Like, oh, my God. Knew he was get Evan there. Off my fucking television. I am so sick of him.
But Haley, he looks better in person, apparently.
No, he doesn't. Don't lie to me.
Exactly. That's all like, two people
could say. Does his personality work better in person, too? Because I do not believe that's the case.
I know. Who do you think he's even going to... Oh, he was kind of had his sights on Amanda, right? Who's he going to even try
Amanda,
for?
Don't touch him. he's so awful.
Where's his rose going?
Oh my God. I don't care. Get him away from me.
He got a new shirt, apparently. That was part of his intro
that
package.
Segment, no, that was stupid. I don't want to watch that shit. His intro in the intros where he's like eating a banana. Like, fuck you. Get away from me. I have no time for him.
I know. Oh, man. Yeah, well, we can only just wait and see. And now he gets to gloat as Chad is taken away. So I think he's very high on his high horse.
And I know next week he does get punched out by Chad. He probably just like is dehydrated. He's
totally.
I'm in a water. Oh, my God. I hate him.
Just like the Jubilee clip that they showed in the previews of her being terrified. She was not terrified by. I mean, she was rightfully terrified, but she was not terrified by Chad.
Yeah. OK, so let's talk about our girlfriend, Jubilee. She's looking great. Mm-hmm. She sounds great. I love her. She was waiting for Jared and then she ended up getting the first date card. So she went on a date with Jared.
She had only eyes for Jared.
She only had eyes for Jared. So they went to this cool like pinata place and they had dinner and that was really cool. And then all of a sudden this clown comes out of nowhere for no reason, served no purpose in the plot and or the date itself.
And
it
really
just, like, wandered
snuck
in.
Out of like not even wandered. Like it was like creepily. I mean, I know they edited the music in, but it was like hiding. And came out like,
hi, let's.
He was ready to attack.
Maybe not sneak up on a war veteran. Let's not do that. How about we don't like trigger her PTSD?
Right. And that's a creepy looking clown.
Not do that.
The worst.
Let's not do that to America's heroes. Right. You asshole.
This is like something that should be in the BB house. You know, like they're supposed to be scared. Like when they get woken up or someone comes in. Not on a date when they're just
forge
like colorful.
Relationships.
Right. Now.
Now that we kind of know from the previews that Jared and Kayla are going to hook up, we can blame this situation. Because how are they supposed to foster love when they're being scared by a clown?
I was annoyed about that because we clearly see that Ashley I is going to be there. Kayla's going to be there. And both of them are, circling Jared. So that leads me to a
question.
And
we didn't see a lot of Jubilee in the previews, which makes me very worried and upset.
Yeah, it's upsetting. Now, do you blame partially Jubilee's single track mind? Do you think that's a good attitude to have coming in? Or do you think it's better I think I'm trying to think who it was. Like, was it Amanda or Carly that was coming in saying, you know, I'm just going to be open. I'm just going to see what's here.
Strategy. It's not great, but like you can't help it.
Right. Expecting certain people to be cast. The rumors are out there.
Kayla fell in love with Ben over television. So why shouldn't Jubilee fall in love with Jared over television?
Right. I just didn't get the feeling that Jared was reciprocating it. And I don't know if Jubilee was able to see that.
I don't know if Jared has feelings.
We have, yeah, all last season to document as part of the case. It seemed like he really liked Caitlin way back when.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just wounded.
That
he's
ruined.
Just, yeah, he's yeah, ruined yeah. forever. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, how are you feeling about Jared the second time around? Is it, we both really liked
I'm
him
fine.
Last time.
Give me Jared.
He's okay.
You know, put him in there. Give the lady someone to fight over. It's going to really start a question streams coming in of like, okay, so what's so appealing about Jared? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I think so.
And like, we're not going to be able to really explain it to you other than he's not a complete douche like everyone else here. And well, he's not Epin, which is also just like a step up right there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty sad when people are just like, oh, he's not that bad looking in person. He looks a little better in person. It's like, that's not saying he looks great, you know. Oh man. So let's talk about, how about the twins?
I'm here for the twins. I thought they had a really great showing last night. They were funny, they were bubbly. They have the sister twist this year where if one of them gets a rose, they both stay. Mm-hmm. That's kind of stupid.
Fair? Yeah.
Not really.
Especially because they're, you know, this time they're like, we're not going after the same guy.
Yeah.
They seem to have separated a little bit and have a rational approach to it.
Emily's also here for Jared.
Oh, that's true. She was, even though she's friends with Jubilee, she was still like upset and was like, you know what? I'm not going to, if he asked me or if I got the card, I would have asked him. So, which is good because I don't like that. What tends to happen when somebody like stakes their claim and is like, I'm waiting for him. And then the other girls feel like they can't ask that person. And it just becomes like so predictable. So that's a good attitude to have. And I can't remember if it was Haley or Emily that was talking to Daniel. But what did you think of that initial sort of, not really a coupling, but just sort of, you know, I think Daniel's interested. He wasn't interested in a lot of the women. But
Daniel did not have a good showing last night.
No.
He was like insulting every girl as they walked in.
Right.
And he said slim to numb instead of slim to none.
Oh, yes.
When saying something to Chad.
I know, that was so good. So he's entertaining to watch. I think he'll be the comic relief, maybe. He's got those sound bites and saying things wrong that, and just that total ego that is not warranted at all. But he comes off as like, okay, well, compared to Chad, this guy's an angel.
An angel.
Yeah. So, and then he's in the preview with Ashley I, right? Like trying to mess with Jared. Like, do you want to make him jealous or something?
I don't remember.
I think
I blacked out after I saw Josh Murray walk in.
Oh my gosh. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Like, was his name leaked? Because I don't remember it.
I remember hearing like whispers.
Okay.
But holy shit, guys. Okay. So it's a preview. So we're not even talking about this episode. We're talking about next episode, the preview. So if you've been with us for a while, you'll know that Josh Murray and Nick Vial, they were the final two in Andy's season.
Mm-hmm. Josh Nick was on your lost. Draft. Nick was on my draft.
Josh was on my draft, and I won. Yeah. Anyway, so Andy picked Josh, and then they had like a really like contemptuous breakup not long after. And it was just like a disaster, and Nick and Josh didn't really like each other on the show.
No, and Nick like talked about like having sex in the fantasy suite. Like he brought that up to Andy, and Nick or Josh did not. That was not a classy move. And there's so because Nick was pretty quiet this episode.
Oh my god! And it was just so wonderful seeing him walk in and Nick's face. Oh my god! I cannot wait.
Right, because, Nick clearly was not expecting that. And I think Nick just thought he'd be, like, the elder statesman, like, the cool guy, and was just really expecting Chad, you know, like, oh, he'll be entertaining. Let's see who this is. Mm-hmm. And and that he just kind of get to rule the roost, I think. And so to bring in Josh, like a true rival, you know.
Also, Nick is looking mighty good this season.
He does.
Oh, I cannot help but to like him.
Yeah. Is he like our, who would that be? Like, is he trying to think?
He's like our forbidden crush, I think.
Yeah, because it seems, but it didn't seem like anyone besides Amanda, like, because they were the first two to enter, she expressed an interest, but it didn't seem like people were really like, oh my God, Nick's here in any one way or the other. It didn't seem like,
yeah,
they're like, ew, he's old
and
news.
And
yeah.
He's like 42.
That's true. But they weren't like, yeah, they weren't like super excited. It just seemed like he and Carly and Sarah, they would just be kind of sitting back, and the twins, like, they were just sort of more the narrators, it seemed like, so far. So it's good that somebody's coming in to really be the rival and rile them up and just create that drama that we need. Because I think Nick was just sauntering in like, okay, this is going to work for me this time. And maybe it does, because they keep showing him looking at rings. But at least we get some entertainment along the way, and it's not just
Jaden
Tanner.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to this episode. So, as we said, the elder states women there are Carly, who was on last season, and Sarah, who was on the season before. How do you feel about them being back?
Well, I'm happy to see them, but I don't know if it's the previews that make me worried, but it just seems like who's there for them? You know, are they around long? Are we really?
It doesn't really seem like it. They're not really, either of them are in the previews.
I know. And it didn't seem like either of them were really saying that they were like, oh, I hope so-and-so is coming.
Yeah.
It just was like, I deserve love and I deserve, like, it can work for other people. Carly saw it work with Jaden Tanner and it's just like, I'm coming back. And that's really what Sarah said, too.
But who did Sarah see it work with?
Yeah.
Sarah's like, I've seen it work before. Like,
I think she was talking about Jaden and Tanner. Yeah, because when she was there, it was Marcus.
Cody and Michelle broke up.
Yep.
And Lacey and Marcus never actually got married. So
right, her season was not lucky. But I'm thinking maybe she's just kind of like, maybe one of them has some success and they're just kind of hiding it from the preview, or to just, and the previews are of course misdirecting us.
Yeah, but, and that's fine. I like Sarah a whole lot, and I like Carly too, even though her new hairdo is just atrocious.
It really is. And I feel like Nick was like tweeting about Carly during that season.
Ooh, interesting.
So I was kind of surprised, like, maybe they already explored it and like been there, done that. But I was surprised that neither of them really seemed to like be like, yeah, there could be something here. I think Nick's after the fresh meat for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about your boy Vinny?
Vinny, what's up, boy? So him and Izzy, question mark. So apparently she was on a season. They got together pretty quick, and I like them. They both seem level-headed and are like, okay, I want to be here and explore things. I don't know if it will work, but it might. So here I am. Izzy, good job being on this show. Like, how did you get here? It's fine, but how?
Yeah. Izzy into her
in, like,
or not? Yes. It's funny that they actually acknowledge, like, nobody knew who she was. So that's good. The show didn't really acknowledge it, but just by editing, like, the other contestants, clearly, I mean, I wouldn't have recognized her either. And
don't really recognize her.
She was on my draft. So, yeah, she doesn't really look like
her. Was she the one who, like, left? She was like, no,
she was cut the first night, though. She wore a onesie.
Oh,
so she just was nothing like on the show to begin with. So
she's like the season's Lacey.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But
all right. Well, then she's getting engaged. Her and Vinny are getting engaged.
Oh, my gosh. That could be.
They are. That's happening.
Wow. Because his mom was like, he's still single. That could have been totally a red herring. And well, he can't tell her anyway, technically. So, yeah, that could be it. Or they're just very smart in terms of like, hey, we're both nobodies from this show. We need to stick around. Let's like survival mode. We'll just like be with each other. But they were a cute couple. They were caught in that Hurricane Chad in the same hot tub. So they're off to a fast start. But I don't know that we'll, I think they'll be one of those couples where they're not going to get a date then until maybe way at the end, because it's just like, okay, we know what's happening.
Because they're so boring and like we don't actually care about them, or we don't know who either of them are.
Exactly. How about Amanda?
okay, fine. She's going to be, like, just such a hit here because she's so cute and sweet and kind and
Seems more mature than her years because she's only 26, which is the same as JoJo.
And I do like her.
Right.
I'm in on her. So I hope she finds what she's looking
for. And then we're not sure if it's with Nick or Josh or somebody else, but it looks like she'll at least be in the mix there with those two. Yes. And maybe it's Evan after all for poor Amanda.
Okay. No, we're not doing that. That's not happening. Evan's going to be gone in two episodes.
Yeah. He'll get his first rose to somebody and they're going to be like, please, somebody else come in so I don't have to keep Evan around. Who else? Let's see. How about Grant? He's kind of invisible this episode.
I don't care about Grant.
Yeah. It looks like he and Lace are going to get together at some point. But he's pretty boring, I think.
Can we talk more about Lace and how much I love her?
Sure.
I love her.
What do you love about her?
I just do. I can't help myself. She's like self-aware, but also like still insane. Right. Which is a really great mix because she's like, I'm insane and I know it. And that's fine because I love myself. And it's like, yes, you love yourself. Right. I'm here for this.
She's like aware of like which drinks to avoid, but she's not totally off drinking. Stuff like that.
Yeah, like her little intro was like her being drunk and falling off of like a sandbag.
Yeah, so she's like, hey, I've like, worked on myself, Lace. But it's more just about, yeah, she'll be around a while and that's gonna be fun.
Who else is there?
Well, we talked about Jared a little bit. I think that's everybody. Carly. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what are you most excited to see other than Josh?
Just, I don't even know. I just have such a good feeling about this season.
That's good. We have new optimism. I'm excited too. What did you think of just Chris Harrison in general on this episode?
He's looking really skinny, right?
He is. Skinny and spray tanned. Having his mimosas.
I like when he had to say, like, I heard that you told the whole crew to suck a dick. Played with a straight face. Like, holy shit. Right. Best moment of television of my life.
So good. What did you think of him, like, basically telling Sarah, of all people, just, like, out of everyone, just, I really want you to find love this time. Like, does that signal something? Like, they have someone in mind for her later in a few episodes?
I didn't think about that. That's good. I like that.
Okay.
I feel really... like they would have put that in if that didn't happen.
Ooh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'm buying that.
Nice.
I'm putting it in my cart at Target along with 50 other things I don't need and buying it.
Well, especially now that you don't have Target in Canada, you really got to stock up there. So you got to buy it while you can. So who do you think will be like the one who has like the major heartbreak this season?
Oh, geez. I'm afraid it's going to be Jubilee.
Yeah,
I don't want it to be her.
I don't want it to be either. I hope she can open her eyes if it doesn't look like it's going to work with Jared based on previews. And I didn't see a ton of spark between them. So I hope that there's someone else down the line.
Like, I feel like every date he's been on, it's been like a vanilla ice cream cone melting in the sun.
Yeah, really? He is kind of boring. He was sweet on Caitlyn's season. I think that's
why I didn't like him.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Yeah, he probably doesn't have, like, the storied past that, you know, he's, like, the unattainable. And he's just going to be on Bachelor in Paradise until he finds his true love. Although I'm feeling hopeful about, because Kayla was pretty vanilla. So this could be it. This could be the vanilla wedding.
It could be a vanilla milkshake.
Yeah. Following in Ben and Lawrence.
I had a milkshake today, actually. It was black cherry. It was so good.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds so good. Yum. Where'd you get it?
There's, like, a mini putt place right near my house, and they have like a snack stand too and like lots of ice cream. So I went for a nice long walk and I treated myself to a black cherry milkshake.
Yum. And that's mini golf to the Americans in the house. Mini putt.
Oh, sorry.
Canadianisms.
Today I was explaining to one of my American friends how in Canada, at restaurants, they bring like the debit or credit machine to your table, so you can do the card yourself.
I know. I was really confused when that happened to me a couple of years ago in Canada.
You're lying. I'm like, no, like that's a thing. Because I was like, I can always tell Americans are in a restaurant because they're impressed when I bring the thing to their table.
Yeah, impressed, confused, and it calculates the tip right there for you. So I really think it's good for the servers because they can, it really obligates you at that point. They're not staring at you, but they give it to you and they have that pop up that says like, okay, 15%, 20%. They'll know if you didn't click it.
So oh, we know.
It reminds you. Yeah. So I like that. That's cool. And then you guys had the chip in the card like way before it came here.
Yeah. And because like the new thing is whenever I go to aforementioned Target and use my debit card, they're like, oh, you just stick the chip in the bottom. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm Canadian. Like we've been doing this for years and none of us complained about it.
Right. That's so funny. Well, should we jump into questions? Although first, yeah. Do you have a review to share?
Oh, I do. Okay. So I have one from Dimlights 23. Dimlights, I'm sure you're a bright light. So don't.
If they left a review for us, then they are a bright light.
So the title is "Yay, love these girls." Oh, you're so sweet. That's and nice. Then Amy and Haley speak the truth. They analyze the show with humor, class, and are definitely passionate about the show. I also love Jordan as a co-host because he definitely brings a different perspective to the show. Dimlights, you're killing it with your review.
That's nice. Oh, so I think sweet. You cut out the last part. Did they say?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I exited the photo, so you'll have to finish it.
Oh, I think they said you're killing it or something.
Oh, I said that.
Oh, that's maybe what I'm guessing. All right. Well, they said something really nice, and we need people to say nice things because it makes us feel good, and you'll be entered into the contest if we choose your review. And there's like a 1-star review on the American side, Haley, that says, why does this exist? These people complain about the show. I only want positivity in my life or something like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, so, you should have stayed around for this episode because we love Lace and we love this show.
Yeah, but we are genuine and we're not going to say we don't like it. We like to hate on the show, too. So join us if that's what you're into. And you could have a Bachelor Prize pack coming your way.
Which we are going to send out. We're going to do it. It's my fault. I have to send Amy something so that she can put it in. Yeah. And I'm just like, I have postcards here. I went for a trip in March to Ottawa. Mm-hmm. I still haven't sent these postcards to people.
Oh, that's so funny. No, I have a friend that I have had birthday like in the middle of April and I was going to send it in like May and then my apartment's a mess. So I'm like, where did I put that? Okay. She's coming to visit me in like another month. So I'll just find it by then.
Yeah. So it's my fault. I'm going to do it. I just have to like buckle up, pull up my socks and do it. Send it.
I think there's a reason that there's all these like stamps.com ads on podcasts because it's a real pain to go to the post office. Pain.
And I live in rural Canada, so it's not like I have to like drive to a post office and like get stamps. So expensive these days.
They really are. And mailing anything internationally is a little crazy. But we will do it for our listeners.
It's my fault. I'm going to do it.
No worries.
I'll do it by the end of August, okay?
Okay.
Hold me to it.
Yeah. All right.
If it's August 31st and you haven't received your package yet, yell at me.
Okay. Let's jump into questions. Thank you, everyone, for submitting questions on Facebook, in the patron group, on Twitter. So,
don't forget, you can email us long form questions to bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
Yes. Thank you. So this is from Albert Vargas. Chad had a great chance to meet some cool women on VIP. What is it about Chad that makes him shit the bed on reality TV and ruin his chances? Okay, this gives us the opportunity. We didn't exactly delve into that whole part of the Chad edit anyway. So he literally...
S the bed.
Yeah. So it's a good question. What do you think, Haley?
I think Chad just can't help himself.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets in his own way. And I don't think he believes in this anyway.
Right.
Like he doesn't truly believe that he can find his wife on reality television. And that's fine. Many people don't believe it. But in this world, every single other person believes they can. So when you have this person who doesn't believe it, surrounded by people who do believe it, it's just like he gets wild and he can't help it.
Yeah. And the mixture of alcohol, limited food, the heat. It's just, it's going to be a train wreck every time. But I agree that, you know, he and Lace, I mean, they were combustible combination, but there are other people who are excited to meet him and, you know, weren't believing the edit until they saw him in real life.
Yeah, so. I thought that was really interesting that all of these reality stars were like, okay, we're going to give him a chance because I don't think we know the real Chad. And then they met him. They're like, oh, like they were probably like giving him a really great edit.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Nick saying like, oh, I thought, you know, he's critiquing Daniel calling him Mussolini. He's like, no, now I think Mussolini is a step up from Chad. So. Yeah. Hmm. Ooh, Ron Chan has a predictability, better chance question that he's known for. Hi, Haley and Amy. Who has a better chance of getting engaged by the end of the season? Nick or Jorge the bartender?
How excited were you that Jorge's back?
Oh, I was really excited that Jorge's back. Seems like he just like loves his role and knows what he's there for.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah. And
he just a joy.
And the intros, too. We didn't mention that, but they have great intros to this.
Yeah, we'll get to the intros. There's a question about it.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. So, yeah, I think Jorge needs to find love. What's his deal?
I do, too. Give me Jorge love. Nick, he'll have another chance, but give me Jorge.
Right. Anna Morphew, when will Evan realize he was only cast on this show because Chad is there? Also, the fact that he still has the ripped shirt. Ugh. On a more serious note, what do you think of the one twin, I don't remember which one, being upset that Jubilee, who she said was her best friend, asking Jared out? It's kind of hard to claim dibs on a guy at the very beginning, right?
Yeah, I'm going to work backwards.
Okay.
So it is kind of hard to claim dibs on the very beginning, especially when you've like literally never met that other person. And so I think Emily did handle it fairly well. Mm-hmm. It could have been a lot worse.
Right. I think she mentioned like being jealous, but she didn't go up to Jubilee and get upset with her, which I think is the way to do it. She was just saying, hey, if it came to me first, I would ask him out. And I think I don't like it when the girls themselves act like they're calling dibs and get mad when someone else wants to pursue the same person because they're there to be open and meet as many people as they can and not just couple up the first week. So,
yeah. And I think we forgot to mention this, but we really love the girls of Ben's season. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to see what we loved about them was that they were like all really close and they understood that even though they're all dating the same guy, that there wasn't a whole lot of need for them to like attack each other. Mm-hmm. And even when Olivia left, it wasn't like they turned on someone else like in The Bachelorette this season.
Right.
So I was really glad to see so many of the girls back. And I hope.
And we didn't get any of the ones who were really catty about Jubilee, or if they were, I can't remember. I feel like if they.
Amber.
Yeah. Right. Amber or that one of the Laurens. So maybe they'll come later, but it's just nice to see that. Even though Jubilee had a hard time on that season, that she has friends out of that show too.
And so I hope that these girls don't become catty over someone like Jared, who is basically a piece of toast. And
right, dark haired toast. Oh man! And then Evan hanging onto his shirt and
oh my god,
having no awareness.
He makes me so infuriated.
Yeah, I think he legitimately thinks that he's one of these like prized cast members.
He is like the poop emoji, just like as a person.
He's like what was in Chad's shorts. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh man. But he's a good dad, Haley. He has three little Evans. Cool. He helps people with his job.
I can't wait for them to grow up and be the kind of guys who are like, oh, why are girls only going out with bad boys? I'm such a nice guy.
Let's see. We've got a couple Daniel questions. So I will get these to you, Haley, as the Canadian expert. Did you love his Canadian Speedo?
Yes.
It was pretty good. And then, so Megan Deer at double DEAHR on Twitter. How much did you love Daniel as the narrator of this episode? With Chad gone, are you done with him or do you want more?
Give me more Daniel. I'm fine with that.
He's not mean-spirited.
He's just like dumb.
Yeah. I mean, he says mean things about the girl's appearance, not to their face, but it's just more shows how shallow he is. And
yeah.
He knows how to tread that line and he's just kind of goofy. And so he's kind of like like Gaston in Beauty and the Beast, where he's like this villain. But
I have not seen that movie in 20 years.
But you know what I mean? Like,
I don't remember. Doofus.
Like, he's like, thinks he's so great
Gaston,
looking,
like,
but he's
the
really
beast,
sexist.
Or is he one of the furniture?
No. Gaston is the guy who's trying to win Belle, and he's like,
I have no recollection of that.
Oh my gosh, Haley, I'm shocked. I would think that as your rom-com love.
No, I'm not into Disney movies. I was never into them. I only liked Pocahontas.
Interesting.
Like, even as it was complete bullshit that all these girls need to be saved by like weird men.
Oh my gosh, a true millennial. I would have thought that you would have like the little loophole for animation. Like,
no,
I do for,
I
like, the
it.
Love
I,
stories.
I don't like cartoons.
Oh,
I never liked cartoons.
Oh, too funny. Okay, well, listeners who have seen Beauty and the Beast. Or
I only liked Pocahontas and Mulan. Those are the only ones
awesome. I liked. You'd probably like Brave then, too. Another,
probably,
like, strong female heroine.
Again.
With animation.
Yeah, I did watch Hotel Transylvania 1, and I liked that. That
okay.
was cute.
All right. Yeah, but... Let,
that's
let me know,
be
listeners.
Like my, that's going to be my Daniel. Most scalding take on this podcast.
Hotel Transylvania.
No, that I don't like Disney movies.
Yeah, it really is. I'm shocked. Oh, that's funny. I would just think even from like babysitting, you would have seen them. Did you ever babysit or no?
I did, but I feel... like anytime I babysat, I would take over control of the television.
Okay.
And I'd make kids watch gymnastics if it was on, or
okay.
TLC.
That's so funny. TLC.
Maybe you don't trust me with your children.
Hey kids, there's a show called Sister Wives.
Oh God.
But you watch all those wedding shows, like Say
I
Yes
do.
To
I
Death.
Like wedding shows. Okay, Amy, if I had reasons to explain why I like the things I like and why I do the things I do, I would be much more mentally stable and not my parents' house.
Oh, let's see. Let's go to this other Daniel question.
Let's move on from this. Yeah.
Allison Giancola. It really says something that Daniel is not the standout villain of the episode. Why does he think it is acceptable to speak about women like he does? Is he really as good looking as he thinks he is? I just don't believe interactions in his life support his arrogance. Am I just missing something? Usually I think people like Daniel are lacking self-awareness, but in this case, could it be that he's actually just very dumb? What do you think? Is this a slim to none
chance? I think he nailed it. I think he's just very dumb.
Yeah, he's very surface. And no, he's not that good looking. I would say he's like a butterface or a butter's face. Like, he's kind of a cartoony face, I feel like. It's not like...
Oh, I think he's cute, but I just think he's like dead behind the eyes.
Yeah, there's some weird, like, dim, you know? Very dim. And maybe it's part of a character that he's trying to do, like, where it's just like, oh.
No, I don't think he's smart enough to have a character.
That's true. He's super excited to see Chad. They were the first couple that people were buzzing about. When they're frolicking in the water, that was pretty fun. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna miss Chad's presence for when it was just Chad, like lunch meet Chad is the fun Chad, not drunk yeah. Chad that's attacking the women. So he needs to know where to toe the line. Mandy Rhodes Billings was wondering, where was Wells?
This is the best question we've had all night. Where was Wells?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's coming. We saw him in the previews. For those who don't want people file in and out throughout the entire season, so we are going to see him at some point.
Mm-hmm. Just like Josh Murray,
it's probably
going to
be after. Like, what I think is, yeah. So I think Ashley I is going to show up not next week, but the week after, and I feel like there's going to be at least a week or two of like Kayla and Jared's weird shit. So probably Ashley and Kayla are going to show up the same week. What do you think about that?
Ooh, probably. Or right after the other, if it's like split between an episode or something, because what they tend to do is they save people who they know, like they don't put. So everyone, when they apply, from what I understand, is they have to write down like, who would you be excited to see? Who are like, who do you have crushes on from past seasons or the current season? And then they never put like the obvious couple right away. So like, for example, say Vinny. He definitely did not put down Izzy as one of his people.
Because
you know? Who
would remember her?
Right, exactly. And she didn't put down Vinny. So maybe she put down Wells or put down some other person, Josh. But they save the people who are like the top three choices or who are going to cause drama for later, because then there could be an established couple. And then it's like, oh, wait, but this is my first choice and he's showing up. And oh, doesn't he, like, it's in the new prize or, the, you know, something, the new shiny thing that's coming in. So they have a strategy behind when they release the new cast to sort of disrupt things.
So, yeah. So I expect about halfway through the season, we'll see Wells.
Yeah, I think he would be on a lot of people's lists. He was one of the fan favorites this time.
He's on our list.
Yeah, but I don't know about him and Ashley I. Were we talking about this? Were you excited about that pairing? Or because she was like, when I like see Wells, then I forget all about Jared.
I could get down with Ashley I and Ashley I and Wells. I feel like he could be a real calming force for her. I think she does have like a really fun personality when she's not crying or eating corn in a ball gown.
And speaking of Disney, and I mean, she loves Disney, so I hope she's not listening.
Yeah, sorry, Ashley.
Right. Yeah, that's true. He would definitely be a calming presence and maybe they'd balance each other out. And it makes sense that someone who would be into Jared would also be into Wells. They're just kind of like the sweeter, yeah, softer, you know, not the like gym rat kind of guy. So,
yeah.
Okay. And let's go back to, let's see, we've got a few more questions here. Gabby Gladney, please pick the best one-liner from the episode and please tell me it's, you told the entire staff to suck a dick.
That and like, you're so not being murdery right now, bro.
Oh yeah, yeah, he came in wanted to be murdery.
Makes sense.
You're un-murdery.
Listen to our podcast, because I felt like we said Luke was murdery like a lot.
Ooh, maybe because yeah, they would have had been able to listen to some of our episodes before they left. Oh man, what about dollar bills, y'all? The whole last sequence.
I don't
sequence.
Remember that.
Okay. Which is like the whole ending credits. I don't know if you got that or not.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. I remember that.
Or Slim to Numb. That was pretty good. And then Alex Panda Moran, in recent memory, has there been any worse date than one with a creepy clown popping up during it? Okay. What's worse than that one, Haley? Private concerts? Because you don't like those.
Oh, Harley and Chris's.
Oh, yeah.
The tantric, like, hugging.
Tantric. Date. Tantric, yoga. But that was like more like sex therapy on the first one-on-one. That was horrible. That's true. So if you mixed a clown into that one, then...
Oh, my God. Please don't.
Everyone
no, I
dead.
Will watch this show if that happens.
And then Alex has one more question. With this year's theme song being infinitely more ridiculous than last year, what are your rankings for best three and worst three people in the intro song?
Okay, so I missed like half of it because I had to go get a snack and I kind of forgot this would happen. So I feel like we should every week rank them.
Okay.
Like do our favorite ones because there's going to be new people every week.
Yeah.
So we should do our like faves and our.
That is a good idea.
Stuff.
So because next week they're going to have the exact same ones because no one's left yet. Chad's still going to be in it. Because
on Monday, they'll have the same. On Tuesday, they'll probably be different.
Okay, but we'll at least have all of them to be aware of. So let's start that next week. We're going to hopefully record Tuesday night. So hopefully the podcast is out Wednesday. If not, then Thursday. And we'll start our rankings. But yeah, I'm trying to remember. Lace like totally fell over, I think.
Love Daniels with the maple syrup.
Yeah, that's one of the best. I'm trying to remember what Nick did. Something kind of funny. But. Yeah, I mean, the ones who just do something like blowing a kiss or
winking
something. Yeah, I think Amanda just did something kind of basic. But it's sort of like it reminds me of what they do in Big Brother, where they're not in on the joke, really. They just, some of them do something goofier than other people. But it's this one, like they are doing cheesy things. And then I like the guys like all doing that, like falling into the pool, like synchronized swimming kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what did you think of them asking the clown? And subtitling the clown, like, what do you think these people are doing? And the clown was like, ooh, getting it on. And like,
ew, I don't like, remember that. I clearly just like blocked it all out because it was so awful.
Yeah, he was like humping his buzzer thing, his like little bell or whatever, horn. Oh. And he was like, yeah. Oh, man. So they're trying to make that a thing because they don't have a really good spirit animal yet for the show. There was crabs.
Except the crab that was like napping on Chad's head.
Chad's crabs. Those are there.
Oh my god.
Is that a Twitter account?
Daniel
yet?
Had the crap.
He had herpes in his intro, right?
Yeah,
so we got some good intro packages as well, minus Evans. I won't mention his name anymore though. Oh man. Yeah, so most likely to leave, most likely to leave after he's eligible to leave would be Evan. What do you think about of the women? Like, who do you think is going? Because
I'm afraid it's gonna be like Sarah or Carly.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good because Izzy's there now. Like, she was the easy, like, throwaway one, but Vinny's got her now. So, yeah, hopefully not.
I'm hoping that are the guys and girls even now? Like, I'm hoping now that Chad's gone, it'll be even, so they'll all just move on to next week and then Evan can leave.
Ooh, that might be nice. Yeah, because I think he was saying only one of them was going to leave.
You had one row. Mm-hmm. The last two people were Josh Murray and Evan, and you didn't have a connection with either of them. Who are you picking?
Exactly. You know what good TV is, no matter what. So, so true. Yeah, it's funny that, I mean, it's kind of cool that there's runner-ups and past winners in the show now. So all we need now is like Chris Soules to be on it next year, because
please,
maybe this year, maybe he's showing up later, who knows. But definitely we need a lead. That's what we haven't done yet. As far as I know. Yeah. So it's gonna be good. All right. Well, I think that's all for this premiere. But you know, it's gonna be on two nights a week. So 3 hours a week, right?
Yes.
That's our podcast. So much VIP coverage. Keep the questions coming. Subscribe.
Yeah, and we're probably not gonna watch the after show because it falls in our recording time slot and we're probably gonna record at that time anyway.
Right. So let us know.
If any great information comes out during it, tweet it to us and we'll try and like keep track during the podcast and we can talk about it.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But no spoilers. But I don't think I don't think they give spoilers on this. They just sort of get random guests and things and bring the eliminated people out to explain themselves a little bit. So yeah, Chad is definitely a guest for sure. But yeah, we don't have time for that much. So just let us know the highlights. And yes, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at @hstrong_ or on Instagram at the same and Snapchat @hstrong28. Also, this week I did a Olympics preview podcast with Akiva Whitaker of the Seinfeld post show Rehappa. It was a lot of fun. It's a long podcast, but Akiva really knows his stuff and he's got a lot of interesting things.
And
to
what
say.
Feed is that on?
That's just in your reality TV Rehappa's feed. So if you're subscribed to us through reality TV Rehappa's, where you get like the challenge podcast and like the Amazing Race Canada stuff, it should be in that feed. If not, go find it there. It was a lot of fun and I love talking to Akiva.
Oh, he's great. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a good channel to subscribe to. Even if you're already subscribed to ours, just add another subscription to your feed because there's fun stuff that shows up. And yeah, and you can find me at RHAP Recapper and we look forward to talking with you next week. Bye.